ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
She was born in Michigan in the States, has been capped 19 times internationally, playing for Panama, and locally plays for Sydney FC. Riley Tanner, welcome to Summer Grandstand.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited to be on.
Now tell us, where in the world are you right now?
I'm currently in Curaçao with Team Panama right now.
Curaçao. See, my geography's failing me. Where exactly is that?
So we're in the CONCACAF qualifiers right now for one of the stages to get to the World Cup. So it is somewhere in the Caribbean, I think. It was a two-hour flight from Panama.
Okay. See, I love that you're actually there and even you're unsure of, of where it is. That makes me feel a little bit better, at least. And do you love – tell us about the buzz about traveling with your national team, with Panama.
I mean, it's always so fun to be with the girls, and I miss them when I'm away, but they're such a good time. And so this was my first travel coming from Australia, and it wasn't too bad, but I will say that the jet lag is real.
Okay. How do you deal with the jet lag? Do you try and sleep through it? Do you get out and exercise? Is it diet related? What do you do?
I'm a sleeper. So I try to sleep through it, and I've taken a lot of melatonin this trip.
Good stuff. You got to stay on top of it. And you, of course, and now we'll get to Sydney FC shortly, but you, of course, representing Panama, have played against the Matildas. Is it twice or three times?
Yes, I believe we've played them twice now.
Talk to us about that experience from your perspective playing against the Matildas.
I mean, it was definitely a super cool experience. We were over in Perth, and just seeing like the crowds that they get at games was super cool. And then obviously we actually had a pretty good showing against them. So it was super, it was just a very good experience from a team perspective. I think that was maybe game 8 or 9 with our new coach. So just to see like the progress that we've made with our new coach. It was just it was super cool experience. And I loved playing against them. I mean, they have such a good squad, so it was super cool.
You have had a bit of success with Panama, though. What are a couple of your personal highlights representing Panama?
I mean, definitely the World Cup when we were in Australia. I think that last game, first opening game, and just seeing the joy in everybody's eyes, the dream come true, the tears, singing the national anthem. We were in Adelaide, but then that last game when we were in Sydney at Allianz was insane, and we ended up losing 6-3, but it was so much fun. And towards the end of the game, anytime we got on the ball, everybody cheered, and anytime France got on the ball, the whole stadium booed. And so it was just it was a crazy experience, but it was so much fun. And that was like my teammates, and just for Team Panama, it was the first ever goals like at the World Cup stage. So it was just super fun to like share that with my teammates.
And nice for the Panamanian community in Australia to have you playing here in a World Cup.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, after that game, there was probably, I don't know, maybe like 200 to 500 people. And some of them were the Panamanians in Australia. And we danced with them until we got kicked out of the stadium. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I imagine soccer is probably the biggest sport in Panama. Correct me if I'm wrong, but are you famous there? Can you walk down the street in Panama City?
I believe it is one of the most played sports in Panama, and so I definitely get stopped here and there. I kind of have the nickname of Frozen over here, so I will hear a lot of Frozen, and it's fun.
All right. Do you start singing "Let It Go" when you hear that in the street?
The first few camps, they made me sing "Let It Go" quite a lot, but I think that ship sailed now.
Okay, I won't ask you to sing it here with the song.
You won't want me to sing it.
Okay. Good fun. We are chatting to Riley Tanner, who's currently playing for Sydney FC, but also represents Panama on the international stage. We played some audio in the introduction of you scoring your first goal for Sydney FC, but I got to say, I prefer the Panamanian commentators. Here is you, at least in part, I think, playing for Panama and setting up a goal against Costa Rica.
Alexen, Riley Tanner, luego del servicio que le puso ahora Chandra, Tanner, Riley, la espera Cox, Chandra, va al marco, ¡Gol!
That's how you call a goal right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What I love is the speaking in Spanish, but then we can obviously make out your name in amongst the rest of that in the commentary.
Definitely.
Yeah, good fun. They know how to call a goal in South and Central America. There's no question about that. Now let's move on to Sydney FC. Are you enjoying your time? And it hasn't been long so far, but are you enjoying your time at Sydney FC?
Oh, absolutely. It's been awesome. I mean, the team is just, they're all such good girls, and both on the pitch and off the pitch. So that's been really, really nice. And then just pretty much quality all around. I mean, the coaching staff and everyone within Sydney FC have all been so, so nice, and just make sure that us internationals are taken care of. And yeah, it's been a great experience so far.
And are you loving Sydney itself? Have you been surfing? What are you doing in your spare time?
I do want to learn how to surf, and we have been to the beach a few times, but I have not learned to surf yet. And yeah, I've been to the harbor a couple times, and so definitely have a lot more exploring to do, but I do. I love Sydney.
And so how did Sydney FC lure you down? What was the process there for them to, what initiated or initially got them to make contact with you, and what convinced you to say yes?
Yeah, I talked to Ante on the phone in March, maybe. It was a really good conversation. I was coming off of a season of not playing a ton of minutes, but them just like encouraging me and really just like believing in me. And I think from the get-go, I really appreciated that, because obviously not playing a ton, it could mean like almost – it could mean anything. And so to have Ante and the coaching staff believe in me from that point on was definitely I really appreciated that. And then coming off of the games in Australia with Panama, just having another conversation with them and still trying to figure out what was next. It all clicked in that moment. And that's kind of what made me choose Sydney.
Yeah, very nice. And how's the homesickness for you? I think your family are in the States, aren't they?
Yeah. I think there's days that it can be pretty tough. But overall, I think just having like such a close-knit team and really like amazing roommate has been super helpful.
Fantastic. I know you've settled into Sydney quite well, but the on-field chemistry seems pretty good right now too. Are you sensing that with the team at Sydney FC?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been a work in progress since the beginning of preseason, but I think it's coming along really well. And I'm excited. I think we have so much more potential, and I'm excited to like reach that potential with this team.
Well, we look forward to seeing you running out for Sydney FC again soon. But in the meantime, all the best in. Just remind us, where are you again?
Curacao.
Curacao. You're about to represent Panama playing there. All the very best with that. And we look forward to seeing you back in Australia soon. Riley Tanner, thanks for joining us on Summer Grandstand.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.